This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Good morning, everyone. It's 2-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo's day.
3 more days till Friday.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What could be better than a Tuesday? See my cousin Katie today. I'm so happy. Seeing people. It's a thing that used to happen. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. If you could just find one more time to listen to us throughout the day each day.
Or 10.
Huge.
No, not sure. 10. You know what? Let's
just
settle
go
on one.
One extra. Yeah.
One. Extra time.
Yes.
I like 3. Can we go 3?
3 extra?
3 extra. Just like pop in. Just pop in just for a
pop
second.
Pop in, you know? Leave it on for a few minutes. Yeah.
I would say like 8 minutes.
I say 9 minutes. 9 minutes okay. Seems to be
pop
the
in
magic
for
number.
9 minutes.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
10 minutes. I don't know.
27 minutes a day. That sounds well.
Sure. Perfect. If you could do that, that'd be huge.
And you go ahead and text us what we can do for you.
Yep. Oh, just let us know.
That's what we need. Then you text us. What do you need from us?
Yep.
We're taking requests of what do you want Benny to do?
Yeah, what do you want Vinny to do?
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Vinny. Solid thought.
Thank you, Vinny, for volunteering.
What will Vinny do for you, you know, visiting the station maybe 3 or 4 extra times per day? I'm
well,
sure it won't be
I'd like to be really
then.
Mad at Coco right now, but Bryn started that. Bryn!
That's not true.
That's not true.
Vinny, you started it. It's a great idea.
No,
another
I
one of Vinny's amazing ideas where he
nobody can deny. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow.
Our text number is 800-400-3697 if you've got a request for Vinny, in exchange, of course, for a little extra listening. Oh, man. Woo! Wow, look at you all full of ideas on 2-woo-woo-woo's day.
Let's check the text, see if we have
anything
yet.
See if any suggestions have come in yet. You guys keep a careful eye on that. I know generally Vinny is the one who checks the text.
Still a bunch of stuff
maybe
about hot dogs, though.
Yeah, a lot of stuff about hot dogs.
So
everything
gross.
From you'll
you guys
die,
are
too.
All looking to be sick. So gross.
You know, gross when you're I'm drunk, salivating. That's when you'll take that kind of chance.
You know what? I'm an alcoholic. Believe me, I've been drunk before. I never ate the street dogs, ever.
Really?
Well, you missed out. I'll tell you that right now.
No, I didn't.
Like into food like most of us are.
Yeah, you're not into food. If you could take a pill that would give you all the nutrients you need per day, you'd do that instead
I would.
Of eating.
I tried to live on Clif Bars. It backed me up.
They can be a bit binding.
I stopped pooping and I went, I really have a problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to.
You need variety in your diet.
Yeah.
All kinds of good foods from all the food groups.
I gave it like a good, I don't know how many days I made it before I just stopped pooping. And it was like, uh-oh.
This doesn't seem
this
right.
This isn't working out. This is really
no
bad
amount
news.
Of coffee is gonna. Okay, celebrity
925 is asking for being to kiss her hand or his hand the way I'm not sure. Kiss my hand the way you kissed your daughter's doctor's hand.
Oh, right.
That's sweet.
Kissed her right on the hand.
You know that's not nice to bring up. To be honest with you, I sit
What's
here
wrong? It
before
was a gentle
you,
kiss that you gave to your daughter's
dad
doctor's
that
hand.
Had to rush his daughter to the doctor in an emergency. and was just doing the best job I possibly could, holding her still for the doctor, mm-hmm. as asked, mm-hmm. trying to keep her comforted. And as I leaned in to give her a smooch on the top of her head, the doc slid her hand underneath and in between my kid's head and my mouth, and I kissed my doctor's hand.
Do you think she was actually waiting for that moment when she could get an inadvertent kiss from you? Do you blame the doctor?
I want to believe that was an accident on both our parts and just really bad timing.
And no, it wasn't discussed, huh?
No, both of us were very
uncomfortable. Do you think
you
turned completely red? Or
I just know that I looked away and she continued to... Yeah, I just looked up.
Nothing.
I just looked up at the ceiling and went, oh my God, kill me. Just kill me.
I can't believe you didn't immediately drop your daughter and go scrub your lips off at the sink. That was probably the move to make. You know, you hate germs and everything, and
kiss
there you are in a doctor's
the way
office.
You kissed your daughter's doctor's hand. Who thinks of that, 925?
Great job. Way to come up with something good. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's one. That's an easy one.
A lot more stuff, but, you know, great. It'll take all day.
Well, we'll sprinkle it in, Vin.
That's good.
Don't you worry. You'll find out what everybody wants from you in exchange for just a little extra listening.
925, next time I see you, I will kiss your hand. So let me know.
Yeah. That does not mean everyone from the 925 has a free pitch just to say that was you.
No one wants that. Trust me.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't. Mm.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Odyssey.
Odyssey.
App. You can stream us live. He did it.
I did it, but I was a little late.
Okay, let's try it again.
A little bit more,
Bryn. Yeah, turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Let's try this again. Brought to you by the Odyssey.
Odyssey. Oh, there we go.
App. You can stream us live or get our show's full podcast on the Odyssey app.
I got to bring that knob closer.
Yeah.
It breaks my arm.
You have a lot of like long reaches to get to the sounds you want.
Well, there's a lot of stuff.
I'll try to not surprise you so much. I'm going to do it right now. Ready?
Okay.
On Odyssey.
Odyssey. Okay.
Batman.
Yeah. I just finished. I watched it two times. The Justice League. Recut. Whoever the original director that had to exit, and then someone finished it, and then he came back and recut it. It's hours. I think it's 4 hours, and it's excellent.
Batman, 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 Batman. Who's the best Batman of all time?
Well, I really like Ben Affleck for sure. But I don't know. You know who I actually just love the guy in general? I love Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was a great Batman, but I love his movies.
He was a great Batman. And he is going to be Batman again in a movie about The Flash.
That's awesome. He's my favorite.
It is
Batman.
Official. Michael Keaton's Batman is coming back for The Flash movie. It's a solo movie. Which I guess means it doesn't fit into the... Is that a DC comic? Is Batman?
It is.
Yeah. So it doesn't fit into whatever the overarching story is.
But nobody ever asked me, where's Live by Night?
We're not talking about
we're
you,
We're not
Ben.
Talking about you, Ben. You're not even in this movie.
Oh.
All they ever want to hear about is Batman. Yeah, Michael Keaton is Batman. So it's official. Michael Keaton is going to come back and play Batman again. People had been kind of asking him about this. I guess, you know, everyone always wants to talk about Batman, not his other movies. and
very well done.
He had hinted that he wouldn't do it, but now it looks like they've figured out the number that will work.
Mm-hmm. Well, the number is always important, but you'd think his number would be about his age. You'd think he'd say,
right.
I'm like 68. How old is Michael Keaton? Look it up.
He's got, I bet you 68 is dead on. Well, maybe 64. Is he that much older than us?
69.
Oh, 69. Look,
I was close.
The thing is that, and he was one of the Batmans that wore makeup, by the way. He had like black makeup above his eyes and stuff, so that inside the mask he looked a little bit blacked out. But anyway, he's going to be on, they say, The Flash catches up with Keaton's Batman through some sort of time travel multiverse shenanigans, which have become popularized by Into the Spider-Verse. The film is going to disregard the latter two entries entirely, which means that Val Kilmer, George Clooney, it'll be as though those never happened. They don't say anything about Ben Affleck's Batman in this. I don't know if maybe he's supposed to be playing an older version of that Batman.
But nobody ever asked me, where's Live by Night?
That's because all we care about is Batman.
Right.
I don't know how much more clearly we can say it, Ben. The Keaton casting arrives as The Flash enters its first day of production. Director is Andy Muschietti. Possibly.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow. Look at that. So there's The Flash on the right, and he's dressed in sort of, I guess that's The Flash. I don't know
that's
much about
Flash,
The Flash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's in a big red costume. It has black and gold accents. And then Keaton is unmasked and in the Batman outfit. And cool. Looks good. You know, I mean, 69 years old. Guy's looking good.
Look,
Hollywood
make a good movie and people will be happy. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make a good movie.
So
the kid
follow,
who plays The Flash is actually pretty good. I like him.
So he's done. Is he the one who accidentally became The Flash and it was like a sort of a funny story, or is it?
I don't know the origins of that character. I just know that I saw him for the first time in the Justice League. I just watched twice and he's excellent. And he's
so it sounds like the Ben Affleck Batman is the younger version of the Michael Keaton Batman who's going to be somewhere in this multiverse.
Okay.
Like some kind of time travel thing. Because why else? Why wouldn't they use Ben Affleck for it? Maybe he is in it. Maybe there's young Batman and old Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't need to speculate. At some point, we'll get to see the movie and all our questions will be answered because it is kind of a fake thing anyway. So us worrying about it really doesn't make a lot of sense. It's official. Michael Keaton will play Batman again in The Flash.
Yeah, I really like him.
In other superhero news, we talked about this a little while ago. It's the first Asian superhero. And I remember Bryn being kind of pissed off because the guy doesn't actually have, really, it doesn't seem that he has
powers.
Superpowers.
Well, he's I think his powers are kung fu.
Like but he's okay. So he's a master of kung fu, but what, you know, does he also shoot rockets out of his fingertips?
I am. Super pumped for this movie, and I know that it's set in San Francisco, which makes it even better.
Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Ten Rings. There's an official teaser trailer out, and in it, Awkwafina is driving a Muni bus. I guess they shot this on Nob Hill, and it is, in fact, set in San Francisco. They say Muni steals the show, which, I mean, do they steal the show?
They were filming those scenes in the city, so it's not green screen stuff.
Lower Nob Hill. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of green screen stuff in there. But
yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but it's
shot
cool
it with
that
the actual
they
bus.
Came to the city and actually did some scenes. It's nice.
Check out this one scene here.
The Legend of the Ten Rings, Shang-Chi.
Whoa. That was Awkwafina.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's the one California.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. They really are. That is San Francisco.
We make a good team, she says.
9/3/2021. So you can expect that probably in theaters, unless it's a Warner Brother, and then it'll be released at the same time. I have no idea who does that.
Disney, right? Marvel.
It's Marvel Disney?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, so maybe you'll be able to pay 30 extra bucks and watch it at home on Disney Plus. That'll be good. Mm-hmm. I really like that option. The same day as theaters.
Me too.
I really do. The only thing I miss about movies is the kettle corn.
I watched Nobody over the weekend, and it's the movie with the guy from Better Call Saul.
Yeah.
What's his name? Oppenheimer? Oppending? Whatever. It's pretty good. I mean, it's actually. Do you have it? What's his name?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Oh, well, anyway.
Gilligan?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The main guy, Better Call Saul.
Let me see.
Bob.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, thank
you. Bob Odenkirk. You know who he's, you know what's trippy? Isn't he the guy that's married to my, like, I loved Madeline Stowe, and I think he's married to her.
Is he really?
I think.
Naomi is his wife's name.
Oh. Well, people get divorced in Hollywood, that's for
that
sure.
That is true, Vinny. Maybe they
But anyway, forget about all that. I'm clearly mixing
so
them up.
So you watched a show called
The Movie
Nobody.
Nothing. It was brand new release. I watched it on, or Nobody, I mean, not Nothing. I watched it, and I thought it was pretty good. He plays a sort of a regular dude, but has a past that isn't, and he's trying to just live a life.
Uh-huh.
It's very much like John Wick in the sense that he's trying to leave behind what he... And I think even the guy who made it is makes John Wick.
Oh, like, is he also a murdering crazy assassin?
He has a dark side to
him. That seems very unlike. He doesn't seem like the type.
I think that's the whole point. And at the end of the movie, it's clear they're setting it up for him to continue.
I see.
So I think that's one of those fingers crossed.
Nobody one, nobody two.
Let's please hope this hits.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So do you recommend it? Are you saying if you like John Wick, you'll like this?
Because I would say that it was medium. Liked it. You know, this if it weren't pandemic times and things weren't as desperate as they are, I probably wouldn't have finished it.
Right. Well, anyway, Shang-Chi, September 3rd this year. Bryn is very disappointed in this guy's powers. Very disappointed. Not excited. He's really pissed off. He wants there to be more powers.
Yeah, just like something different. Something that
Shang-Chi.
Normal people can't do, you know?
Right.
Normal people cannot do kung fu moves, dude. What are you, nuts?
People can learn.
He's saying, right.
You can't learn how to shoot like lasers out of your eyes or how to fly. You know?
I agree with that.
I want that. Sure. That's what I want.
Well, maybe he gets like special shoes where he can
fly.
You
ever seen them run on air up to a second or third floor of something?
That's pretty cool. That's very Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Yep, I like that. Those are solid skills.
I hate those movies that they fly.
Anyway, Muni steals the show in the put the little teaser up so people can see that.
I'll do that right now.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Steven Seagal is in the real estate market today. He's got a bulletproof compound in the Arizona desert. He's been trying to unload for years now. He bought it for $3.5 and he's lowered the price just outside Scottsdale. It's down to $3.4 now. So he's actually, no matter what, he's going to lose money on it.
Well,
it's a 12-acre compound. He bought it for $3.5 in 2010. He's offered it up multiple times in the last few years, most recently for $3.7. It's exactly what you expect for him. It's floor to ceiling, gated community, floor to ceiling windows made of bulletproof glass that take in the lovely desert landscape. And there's cacti all around. It's a really neat house. It's like really nestled into the
Scottsdale's scrubby
desert.
If you're into Arizona, Scottsdale right there in Phoenix is the spot to be.
So 9,000 square feet perched on a hillside lot, which is they say lifelike statues. I don't know if I need a bunch of statues. I can't see them in the picture.
Oh, that's
are
neat.
Those them over hold? Are those statues holding up the back deck? That's weird.
Oh,
anyway,
man. Don't you want to jump a motorcycle right across from the mountaintops behind it? Right there, boom, launch,
and just land on the bulletproof roof.
I'll just land on the other mountain. There's two little mountains back there. See them?
One to the other. They seem far apart, Ben.
There are a few houses in this. Shot,
I think I can clear that.
No, it's clearly, do you? Of course you do. We'll give it a try. See how that goes. Anyway, he's selling his place, a bulletproof compound in the Arizona desert.
And so, he's, what, still in Russia?
With Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm. I guess. All right, that's it. I'm done. What's coming up?
Skydiving makes the news. All so right. does commuting. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.